Track 6.
Hi there. Thanks for giving listeners an opportunity to give our opinions about working in the gig economy. It's a weighty subject for sure. I'd like to share my experience working as a delivery person. I have to say, it did not meet my hopes or expectations. First off, I feel like I'm misclassified. My work is no different from that of an employee. I have a boss, I follow instructions, and my tasks are pretty much the same every day. Despite this, I'm not considered an employee, which means I miss out on a lot of benefits and protections. The salary is another big issue. After accounting for expenses like gas, vehicle maintenance, and other costs, my salary sometimes falls below the minimum wage. It's frustrating to work so hard and still have a hard time paying your bills at the end of the month. Then there's the schedule. It's very unpredictable. I have to work whenever there's demand. That can mean long, irregular hours. I don't get to choose when to work. I work when the app says I need to. Safety is another concern. I'm often put in situations where I don't feel safe, and there's little support if something goes wrong. I received very minimal training. If I have any disputes or issues, my options for resolving them are extremely limited. There's no human resources department to turn to. When I try to ask for help, it's like walking on eggshells. The way I see it, gig work gives people who are excluded from the workforce a way to start. However, these workers deserve the same protections as any other worker. I hope sharing my story helps others understand the challenges we face and why changes are needed to ensure fair treatment and proper classification for gig workers like me. If you don't agree with me, well, that's no skin off my nose. Thanks for listening!